Next month, athletes from around the world will meet in South Korea at the Winter Olympics. A spot on an Olympic team is the culmination of years of hard work. But what happens to an athlete's college education during all that training? NPR's Alyssa Nadworny went to the Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs to see how they balance it all.
The World Arena Ice Hall. This is sacred ground for figure skaters, and the Olympics are just around the corner. On the ice is Max Aaron. He's a muscular former hockey player who's working on his finesse needed in the world of figure skating. Max has been a U.S. national champion, but fell just short of going to Sochi in 2014. This year, at 25, he's looking for a final shot at the Olympics. He's had a shaky practice today, but his coach wants him to leave the ice on a positive note.
All right, Max, finish with a good rehearsal. That's all you got.
Max goes through his long program with Andrew Lloyd Webber's music from Phantom of the Opera echoing across the rink. There are just weeks left, crunch time. But it's also crunch time in another arena for Max, Professor Kuppenheimer's lecture hall at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs. It's the week before final exams.
Crisis. Hedge funds and aggressive investment strategies.
While he's been really training, struggled. Max has been working towards his degree in finance.
That's changing the entire world of finance.
Think of it as a main course in quad saukows, choreography and blade work, with a side of hedge funds.
It's two different worlds. You go in and you're in school and no one knows who you are.
A typical day starts with an 8 a.m. finance class, then 3 hours at the rink, plus warm-up, strength conditioning, physical therapy, and dance class. Sometimes there's a night class thrown in too. Max says he's having the time of his life skating, but he knows that's not his whole story.
I hope I'm very successful in the sport of figure skating, but it eventually ends. And that's what I think a lot of athletes forget, is that once sport ends, there's more to life. Life doesn't just stop.
Leslie Klein sees this all the time. Klein works for the U.S. Olympic Committee, helping athletes transition to life after sport.
They go into this retirement phase, you know, in their 20s or 30s, and if they haven't gone to school, they have nothing to lean on to move on to a career in something beyond sport.
Beyond the hours and hours of training commitments, there are other hurdles, too. The big one, money. A pair of ice skates alone costs nearly $1,000.
My parents spent all my college money on skating, so it's on me to get my education.
That's figure skater Mariah Nagasu. She's from California, but she's taking advantage of a law in Colorado that gives in-state tuition to athletes training for the Olympics. She's studying international business at the same college as Max Aaron.
The secret to success is coffee and caffeine.
She's hoping for a return to the Olympics. She came in fourth in Vancouver in 2010 when she was just 16.
And I tell myself every single time I go through finals, I'm like, this is it. Like, I need a break and I can't do this anymore. But as soon as finals is over and I get a decent score, I'm like, oh, I'm like ready and pumped to do this again. And that feeling of accomplishment is always something I can't get rid of.
Mariah is signed up for a full course load next semester, but a big part of her is hoping she'll have to withdraw because she'll be in Pyeongchang skating for Team USA in the Olympics. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News.
Both skaters are currently competing at the U.S. Figure Skating Championships. It's their last shot to help secure a spot on Team USA.